The Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
WRC-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news at 8 is sponsored by Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consignment clothing for the whole family. WRCE-FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center. An inch and 36 one-hundredths of rain overnight. Right now it is 66 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Vice President Kamala Harris, now running for president, denying she flip-flopped on key issues in an interview with CNN. Harris was pointedly asked whether she supports a ban on fracking.
No, and I made that clear on the debate stage in 2020, that I would not ban fracking. As vice president, I did not ban fracking. As president, I will not ban fracking.
Harris now also saying she'd continue construction on a border wall, something she said she was against during the Trump administration. On the campaign trail, former President Trump says he'd push for IVF treatments to be paid by insurance companies or Uncle Sam. Ukraine's defense minister at the Pentagon this morning trying to convince the U.S. to lift restrictions on striking inside Russia using Western-made weapons. Three Dallas police officers shot, one of them dead after a shootout with a suspect who police say tried to ambush an officer in his vehicle. The suspect shot and killed by police after a car chase. This is ABC News. Concerns in California for a missing couple who vanished from the nudist ranch where they live.
73-year-old Stephanie Maynard and her 73-year-old husband Dan, along with their dog Cuddles, were last seen Saturday. Their vehicle was found unlocked down the road from their home the following day. Friends say the Maynards are part of a lawsuit against the ranch and claim the couple was being harassed.
ABC's Allison Kosick. Police used an armored vehicle to break into the home of a neighbor who is considered a person of interest. An Idaho judge considering whether the trial of Brian Koberger, accused of killing four college students, should be moved. Koberger's lawyers say they won't be able to find an impartial jury. And in Great Britain, new controversy over smoking. There's a push that would ban people lighting up in outside areas around bars and restaurants. The prime minister says it would save lives and lower health care costs. But pub owners say they could lose business. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Are you suffering from BTSSS? You know, back to school sticker shock. Did you know that the Creative Outlet is full of gently used kids' clothes sold at resale prices? Yes, even the brands that your kids want to wear. Right now, we have 6 tag colors on sale to make room for all of the new clothes that are going to the sales floor on a daily basis. Save big money and send your kids back to school in style at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Our Labor Day sale is going on now at Court & Main. It's the perfect time to refresh your home. Enjoy 25% off all custom leather and upholstery, including recliners, sofas, loveseats, and sectionals. Save 50% on all sheets, mattress protectors, adjustable bases, and pillows when you purchase a mattress. And don't forget, get a jump on the holidays with 50% off all holiday decor. Visit us at Court & Main in Richland Center and take advantage of these fantastic deals. These offers are too good to miss, so stop by before they're gone. Transform your home for less with Court & Main.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. And Abram brought back all the goods and also brought back his brother Lot. Genesis 14:16. When Abram heard that his nephew Lot and his family had been taken captive, he set out to rescue them. God was with him, and as the focus verse reveals, Lot, the other captives, and the goods were retrieved. An article in a Newfoundland newspaper told about a lawyer who looked out the window of his office and observed someone breaking into his car. "Call the police," he shouted. He chased the thief for several blocks and overtook him. He wrestled the man to the ground and held him there until the police arrived. As a result of his efforts, the lawyer retrieved what had been stolen from him. Sadly, many today are being held captive in sin by the enemy of our souls. God offers deliverance and freedom, but who is going to go down to the camp of the enemy and rescue the unsaved? Let us purpose to do what we can to bring about the deliverance of those who are held captive by sin. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going this morning? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. As expected, quite a bit of rain moved across the region overnight, with amounts generally around an inch in our area. It was heavier to the west, in fact, about an inch and a half to 2 inches noted in several communities along the Mississippi River, even as much as 3 inches out toward Winona, Minnesota, into the areas just north of La Crosse. Most of this will move away this morning, but still a few isolated showers through the morning. Then drier air will sweep in this afternoon, allowing for a clearing trend. And that sunnier weather will basically stick with us all the way through the holiday weekend and for a good chunk of next week as well. Temperatures here running a few degrees above normal today and tomorrow. Then we'll have a batch of cooler air flow down from northern Canada and make it feel more fall-like for Sunday and Monday. Otherwise, a slow warming trend for the mid-portion of next week. Here's that forecast for today. Scattered light rain possible in the morning. Decreasing clouds around midday with highs near 80. Northwest to west winds 7 to 15. Tonight, clear with areas of fog possible, low in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, and warm, high near 83, west-southwest winds 7 to 15. Saturday night, clear and pleasant, low in the upper 50s. And Sunday, mainly sunny, breezy, and cooler, high near 74, north wind about 15. Heading into Labor Day, sunny and pleasant once again, low at 47, high 73. Tuesday, sunny and mild, low in the upper 40s, high at 76. Wednesday, sunny or partly cloudy and a touch warmer, low 50, high near 79. And Thursday, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of some showers and thunderstorms, low at 56 with highs in the mid-70s. So again, today, a couple of hit-and-miss light showers possible in the morning, more sun in the afternoon, high near 80. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
65 currently in cloudy conditions. Yesterday's high was 83. All total in the rain department, 1 inch and 36 one-hundredths. Quite a bit of it coming before midnight in about a half-hour span. About 8-tenths of an inch before midnight last night. The record high, 94 in 1953. Record low, 43 in 1915. Last year's high, 75. And the low, 52. Sunset will occur at 7:41 this evening. 6:24 for sunrise time tomorrow. East winds are at 4. The barometer is 29.94, up a bit. And right now, with cloudy skies, we continue at our overnight low. It is 65 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. A whole heap and helping of sports coming up here as we recap some games last night and look ahead at the football weekend number two. Plus, the Brewers continue to play and beat the odds.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Richland Center soccer team opened the season with a 2-1 loss at Wisconsin Heights against Wisconsin Heights Barneveld. Coach Tom Stadler said the team showed good leadership from Carter Nelson, Ethan Gauld, and Mason Jelenic. The Hornets' next match will be a scrimmage tomorrow against the alumni. Here is Coach Tom Stadler.
That game, which was originally put together by Coach Rick Piasecki, is a great soccer tradition for our area. And I'm looking forward to seeing the legends battle it out against the varsity on Saturday. Kickoff will be at 11 a.m.
You have some guys on the staff, yourself included, that are alumni legends. Do the coaches play in this game?
We do. We do. I have not played for a few years, but this year I've been talked into playing, so I will be playing.
Should be a good game tomorrow, 11 o'clock. Everybody is welcome, including the alumni legends. Welcome to play against the current varsity. Richland Center volleyball team went into yesterday 4-0 after sweeping their opponents on Wednesday. Thursday, they battled host Onalaska and lost for the first time in the tournament. They played Stratford on the second match of the day. After they won the first set 25-19, they then lost 20-25 and 7-15 to suffer the match defeat. In volleyball last night at Weston, the Silver Eagles topped Cooley Christian 3-0, 25-10, 25-9, 25-14. Vivian Spencer led the Silver Eagles with 12 aces. Valerie Bauer with 16 assists, and Lexi Rockweiler had 5 kills. The Silver Eagles take a break until Tuesday, the 10th of September, where they will play both DeSoto and Seneca in a Ridge and Valley quad at DeSoto. Volleyball tournaments this weekend for Riverdale at Just a Game Fieldhouse. They will be playing in the pool with Marshall, Anago, Sheboygan North. Action today and tomorrow. And River Valley will be in the Menominee Volleyball Sprawl at the Menominee Johnson Fieldhouse on the UW Stout campus. That's going on today and tomorrow. Last night in prep football, Lake Mills 21-14 over Marshall. Melrose Mondoro shut out Nisita 49-0. It was Middleton 49 and Waterford 10, and Stoughton beat Green Bay Southwest by a score of 14-12. Games going on this weekend, but Potosi Cassville plays at Richland Center tonight at Avitus Rip Field. I talked to Coach Andrew Troxell this week about the Hornets' second week opponent.
They are an absolute powerhouse in the Six Rivers. We know in that conference every year they send somebody deep into the postseason. In the playoffs, you know, and Potosi Cassville is just a powerhouse. I mean, Coach Sargent has done an amazing job building that program up for the last decade. And we know that they, even though they might be a smaller division than what we are, that they've got athletes, right? And they know their systems in and out, and they're going to come and they're going to look to give us everything that we can. You know, and it's going to be a back and forth battle. And, you know, I think that Tomo was a good test to show that we are, ready to kind of take on those competitions and just give it right back.
The Hornets come in at 1-0 on the season with the prospect of going 2-0 to begin the year for the first time in a while.
That'd be amazing, you know, to start like that. But we know, and we've been telling our boys the whole time that, I mean, Tomo was a signature win, but that's a win that doesn't matter until we get to the end of the season. We start talking about after the regular season. So now it's back to work. And so they've been very focused on and what we're going to see on Friday night. So we take it, you know, one play, one series, one quarter at a time, and hopefully at the end of the day, we just have one more point than they do.
We'll have that game tonight as our Friday night game of the week, 7 o'clock kickoff time on WRCO FM 100.9. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins around 6:40. Also available online at WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app. At Ithaca, it's the Bulldogs' home opener tonight. They'll be taking on Wazika Steuben Seneca during a second-week battle. Co-head coach Kyle Kelly talked about this strange phenomenon, playing a Wazika Steuben Seneca team outside the conference.
Yeah, it's kind of different playing them non-conference, but we've played them so many different times that it's going to feel like a conference game. They're big, strong, and physical, so this should be a really good game Friday, I hope, if we do everything right. But I think it's going to be a good contest on both sides.
I asked Kyle about where he feels teams make the most improvement during the season.
I would say we made our best, like, between the scrimmage and week one is where I say we normally make our biggest jump. Well, it was a lot easier to go scrimmage-wise to get week one just because then out of week two we have film and, like, we actually can see what people are going to do.
Bulldogs at home tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff time there. River Valley is on the road at Wisconsin Dells. Here's co-head coach Dan Makovic.
They have a very explosive wide receiver. Their running back is also explosive. Watching the game live, it was nice to see that they want to run the ball, so we've been really trying to focus on stopping the run. They are not afraid to sling it downfield and throw it all around. Watching their scrimmage film, they were able to hit 5-yard passes that turned into 10 to 15-yard gains if you don't wrap them up. So they have a pretty explosive offense, and they have some big offensive linemen and defensive linemen. So we're looking forward to the matchup. It actually looks very similar to the lineup that Reedsburg had.
I asked Dan about playing at the relatively new Wisconsin Dells Turf Stadium.
We played there a couple years ago. Our first year, Chad and I, as head coaches, played there, and it's beautiful. You're on the sideline looking at the entire stand, and all of it's over there, just like a couple of our conference opponents have the same setup. And the turf field is absolutely beautiful, so we're really looking forward to getting there and playing at the Dells. It's a great venue.
Riverdale plays at Hillsboro. They battled through some injuries during last Friday night's loss to Ithaca.
A lot of our seniors and a lot of our leaders that we talked are really stepped up in terms of getting everyone to compete together in every play through the whistle, stuff like that. So even though we had a lot of adversity, never want to see injuries, things like that, our guys did a great job of continuing to compete throughout the game.
I asked Riverdale coach Lucas Phelps about this week's opponent.
You know, Hillsboro, you know, Coach Ald does a tremendous job with that group. They got a pretty good size group this year, over 30 kids. You know, they run their option game. They have their stack defense. You know, offensively, they have been tremendous the last couple of years. We have to be excellent in our run fits and our eye discipline. You know, with the way that he coaches that offense, they will take advantage of any little undiscipline that we show. And so defensively this week, that's what we kind of hammer is, do your job, trust your reads, and we have to be gaps down and have great gap integrity, otherwise they will take advantage of us.
The Chieftains at Hillsboro tonight. Boscobel is on the road at Southwestern East Dubuque, Iowa Grant at Dodgeville, River Ridge at Fenimore, Platteville at Mineral Point, Mount Horeb-Barneveld at Monroe, Royal at Cochran-Fountain City, Viroqua at Brookwood, Westby at Benton-Scales Mound. Independence-Gilmanton travels to Cashton, Darlington at Prairie du Chien, Lancaster at Cuba City, Sauk Prairie at Holman. It's also Baraboo at Beaver Dam, Toma at West Salem, Sparta at Mauston, and Bangor at Luther. Eight-man football opens up this weekend. Highland is at Williams Bay this evening. Oakfield at Kickapoo Lafarge. Valley Christian out of Oshkosh will be playing at Wonewoc Weston. North Crawford at Montello. Wisconsin Heights at Abundant Life Christian. And St. John's Northwest Academy plays at Belmont in eight-player football tonight. Bowling scores to recap from this week in the Merchants Bowling League. Premier Co-op had a 27-15. Walsh's Ace Hardware, 27-13. Gauger Salvage at 27-11. Phoenix Center with a high game of 978. Jeff's Team, 973. Granite Valley, 960. Top Series, Kevin Genthy, a 714. Jeff Seckman, a 629. J.J. Klatt, a 608. Kevin Genthy with a 278. High game led the league. Jeff Seckman at 257. Hank McNamer at 249. The extent of the bowling scores we have from this week, the Merchants League from earlier. And on the state of Wisconsin scene, the Brewers stayed hot by winning a home series from San Francisco with a 6-0 shutout Thursday afternoon. Starter Aaron Civale went the first 7 innings, then got scoreless relief work from Aaron Ashby to complete a 2-hitter. Ashby says it's great to be contributing again.
It's been a grind getting back to where I'm at now, and honestly just really thankful. There was some highs and lows over the last year and a half plus, but yeah, it feels good to go out there and help the team win.
Starting pitcher Aaron Civale talked about the difference for his pitching.
Just worked on getting the delivery in a good spot, and it's allowing me to go out there and compete, and that's the emphasis with each pitch, is just throw a competitive pitch, and whatever happens, know that the work behind it is valid, and just having confidence in that.
Manager Pat Murphy says what the Brewers are doing is unprecedented.
All the damage we did was with 2 outs, right? 2 outs, nobody on, and just a simple little walk, right? 2 outs, nobody out, a walk, and then a walk, and then Churio, and then Contreras, and then, you know, this is how it happens. So it's a good sign. You know, guys are staying relentless.
Catcher William Contreras stole home, and outfielder Garrett Mitchell had a long home run. The Brewers start a 4-game weekend series with a doubleheader at Cincinnati. Colin Ray, the announced starting pitcher for the opener, with the first pitch at 11:40 this morning. Pregame time 11:05 on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Here, game one of the 2 games today. We have Badger football tonight on WRCE. That begins with a pregame time at 6 o'clock. The Badger football program has added a high-profile senior advisor to head coach Luke Fickell. Former NFL coach Jack Del Rio will be working with both the offense and the defense. The Badgers kick off the season at home against Western Michigan this evening. Del Rio served as defensive coordinator for the Washington Commanders for the last 4 years. He was a head coach, rolling up a 93-94 record while leading the Jacksonville Jaguars and Oakland Raiders for 12 seasons. There's a lot of unknowns as you get ready for the opening game, according to head coach Luke Fickell.
Obviously, there's a lot of change in college football. There's a lot of change coming in our landscape. So I think that it could bring about some different opportunities, right? And like I said, it's been 24 years. You'd think you'd get used to that. But that's what makes week one so uniquely different, right? There's nothing in the spring. There's nothing in the fall. And then you get thrown into it.
Last night in college football, NC State with a win against West Carolina, 38-21. Missouri beat Murray State, 51-0. Kansas, 48-3 over Lindenwood, Missouri. And Utah over South Utah, 49-0. That's an update on sports for this Friday morning. I'm Phil Nee.
Hillsboro Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsboro Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsboro Equipment or call 489-2275.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
8:23 coming up, our update on brand new releases out of Nashville and independent releases from across the country on Fresh from the Country, sponsored on a Friday morning by Julie Karen State Farm Insurance.
For generations, the Karen's family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Karen State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information. L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80 Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
Celebrate new beginnings with Syme Funeral Home's grand reopening and Reedstown Labor Day weekend. Join us on Saturday, August 31st, Sunday, September 1st, and Monday, September 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy light refreshments, friendly conversation, and take a tour of our beautifully remodeled facility. It's the perfect opportunity to meet our compassionate team and see the thoughtful upgrades we've made. We look forward to welcoming you.
School is back. Drivers, slow down in school zones and watch for kids at crosswalks. Let's make this year safe for everyone. This message is sponsored by Oakwood Fruit Farm, Cobison Bus Richland Center, Richland Electric Cooperative, and Riverdale Ag Service of Muscadet.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
All right, some brand new releases coming up fresh from the country today on WRCO, some country music news, and the most played song across the land. Anthony Bonnett with a new one kicking off this edition. It's called Do You Want Back?
This ain't my crowd, and I know I love this song. Girl, it's you looking like that, that's got me looking right back at that door that we just walked in. And no, I don't feel like dancing tonight, baby, that's right, I don't.
Fresh from the country on WRCO Radio, and I don't feel like dancing tonight. I don't know. We'll see. I'll have to. Got this hip thing going on where it really affects my dance. Takes the sharp edge off my dancing. But anyway, we have some great music until the 9 o'clock hour, and we'll be playing for you the brand new number one country song. Yeah, we do have a brand new number one to talk about, highlight this week. Here's a new one from Cooper Allen.
I ain't gonna lie, yeah, I've sold some lies. Had too much fun on some Saturday nights. Pride gets the best of my hard head sometimes. My straight and narrow's got swerves. Grace isn't what I deserve.
Brand new on WRCO Radio from Cooper Allen. Fresh in the country today. And now we take a check of one of the biggest movers on the survey, the Country Airplay Chart. And that award goes to Kenny Chesney, whose song, which is called Just to Say We Did, is up 12 spaces this week into the top 40. Here it is at number 38.
From Knoxville to Myrtle Beach, seven buddies in an old RV, beer cooler and no AC, just to say we did. That night we climbed up Chimney Rock, knowing it was a real long drop. 3, 2, 1, we jumped off, just to say we did. Never had no rhyme or reason why, it just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith, feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. She said I'd never seen the Vegas lights, spun the wheel of road. Dice, we doubled down on a crazy night, just to say we did. We didn't have no rhyme or reason why, it just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did, just to feel alive, to take a leap of faith.
just a ride, just to say we did, just to feel alive. Let's take a leap of faith to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love, wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head, just to say we did, just to say we did, just to say we did.
Kenny Chesney and a big move around the chart this week, just to say we did. Fresh from the Country is sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop, you can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you and your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun with New Holland at Simpson's Tractor, Richland Center, through September 30th. Our trivia winner today wins a great prize from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Family owned and operated with made from scratch bakery items, unique lunch options, and locally sourced products.
Hello everyone, Kenny the wannabe baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call. Call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Trivia time that can net you some delicious cookies. You'll have a lot of friends there if you win the cookies from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. On the average, we do this every year and a half. What is it? Is it A, buy a new cell phone, B, go to the dentist, C, change passwords, or D, go on a diet? Of those, what do we do about every year and a half? 608-647-4155. Good luck to you. Here's a brand new one on Fresh from the Country on WRCO. It's from Ira Dean.
Flag flying on the old town square. Clock ticking on the old town hall. Took hard work and Jesus to get what you need, and in a quarter to make you a call. Home was just an old farmhouse. Love was just a town away. And the freedom I needed was an old bench seat and that three on the tree Chevrolet. I ain't saying that I wanna go back there. Ain't like I don't love what I have here. I'm just sipping and sifting through some long-lost memories. Life moves on and times are changing. Don't get me wrong, Lord, I ain't complaining. I ain't sitting here wishing life turned out different from me. I'm just missing how it used to be. Top stove, mama dancing with the radio, to Neil Diamond and Elvis with a smile that would tell us a second when daddy got home. Didn't have to lock that old screen door, leave the keys in your truck in town. It was God, country, family, and I still think it can be a little more like it was right now. I ain't saying that I wanna go. Sipping and sifting through some long lost memories. Life moves on and times are changing. Don't get me wrong, Lord, I ain't complaining. I ain't sitting here wishing life turned out different from me. I'm just missing how it used to be.
That's Ira Dean, one-time member of Trick Pony, and a new one from him called Missing How It Used to Be. On average, we do this every year and a half. What is it? Well, congrats to our winner today. That would be Brian Broker, and he knew the right answer. That would be buy a cell phone. There you go. Oh, yes. Well, whether you want to or not, whether you lose it or, you know, they change something on you. That happened to me with my last one. I was somewhere and went to make a call. Nothing worked. What's going on here? And that was about the time they switched from 3G to 5G. And just out of the blue on a Friday afternoon, the tower where I was at, they decided to shut that down. And so kind of forced poor old Phil to give up his flip phone at that point. But yeah, about every year and a half, we change them. And they're not cheap. Some of them, anyway. Some of them, obviously, the current phone that I have is probably worth more than my Pontiac Vibe, I would say. Anyway, congrats to Brian, our winner from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Stop by and say hey to him in downtown Richland Center. This song has moved up well for Ella Langley and Riley Green.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself,
I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor. Had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like
country girl called mine, and boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this.
Top 40 this week, Ella Langley and Riley Green on WRCO, fresh from the country. Thanks for joining us as we head toward 9, about 12 minutes away from the 9 o'clock hour.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get ready for this year's Richland County Fair, happening September 4th through the 8th. This year's fair is packed with action. Watch the Swine Show Friday morning at 8 a.m., catch the Dairy Show on Saturday, and cheer on the Young Farmers in the Little Riches Showmanship Contest on Sunday. Feel the thrill as the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers take over the grandstand Friday night at 7. And on Saturday, don't miss the live performance by country music's Ashley Ryan. Show starts at 8 p.m. If you're looking for fun and games, Mr. Ed's Magical Midway opens daily with rides and attractions for the whole family. And on Children's Day Saturday, there's even more fun with a pedal pull and special balloon creations. Save with season gate prices or enjoy daily entry for just $10 for adults and $5 for kids. Special rates apply on Saturday for seniors, military, and first responders. Please attend the Richland County Fair September 4th through the 8th. Oh, the places you'll show. For details, call 608-647-6859. At the Richland County Fair.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is open. Stop by for the area's best new crop apples, Honey Crisp, Gala, and Macintosh. Also, the bakery is open with fresh apple cider donuts, homemade caramel apples, take-and-bake pies, turnovers. The fall mums are in. Discount Tuesdays are back with 10% off all apple purchases. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca, on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
This is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you tired of dealing with frequent headaches, neck pain, or vertigo? Is having wrist pain, carpal tunnel issues, or shoulder pain slowing you down? Do you get up in the morning already having lower back pain, sciatica, hip or knee pain? Our experienced doctors provide personalized, drug-free options to help achieve your optimal health in a friendly, welcoming environment. We also offer federal exams for CDL drivers. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, and start your journey to a healthier, happier you.
Don't miss the Super Summer Pop-Up Sales happening at the Family Thrift Shop. Stop in often, new items added daily. Shop smart, where your donations are appreciated and your purchases help support your local community. The Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Wednesday to Friday, 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and Saturday, 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. See you there!
Make the short drive to Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Going on now, buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets and pillows, or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture, Decor, and More today. Make the short drive to Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Going on now, buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets and pillows, or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel today.
In country music news this week, criminal charges are being considered for a man suspected of hitting a woman at a concert in an incident that prompted country musician Scotty McCreary to stop his show and call the man out. The singer from North Carolina summoned police and security from the stage at the Colorado State Fair and asked if the woman was okay. Audience members could be heard booing and chanting as officials responded during the August 24th concert. Authorities said yesterday that the man was not arrested and potential charges were referred to the prosecutors. McCreary gained fame as a teenager on the show American Idol. And legendary country music guitarist Pete Wade has died. He was 89. Though not a household name, he played with the Nashville A-Team, a name given to a group of musicians who were popular and played together from the 1950s through the 70s. The group backed many legendary musicians on classic songs, songs such as Ray Price's Crazy Arms and George Jones' He Stopped Loving Her Today. That's a look at country music news today on WRCO Radio. A brand new one from Morgan Miles is next on Fresh from the Country.
What am I gonna do when I get over you? What am I gonna be? You're just a memory. Oh, what am I gonna drink when I without you?
Morgan Miles on WRCO. It's kind of a throwback song. Good sound call, What Am I Gonna Do? This week's most played country songs across the land on the Country Airplay Survey. Cody Johnson, Dirt Cheap at number 5. Chris Young, Young Love and Saturday Night has made its way to number 4. Luke Combs, Ain't No Love in Oklahoma, that's at number 3. Dustin Lynch, Chevrolet featuring Jelly Roll is at number 2. And the new number 1 is up 2 spaces this week. It's Drew Baldridge and Somebody's Daughter.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar. More than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold.